The Warriors are heading out on what will be the longest road trip of the season, 6 games over 10 days, facing 4 teams from the East and 2 from the West, as the trip starts Wednesday night in LA against the Lakers, before Orlando, Miami, New Orleans, Charlotte, and Detroit are the stops. And the team's 3-game homestand that featured back-to-back wins on Friday and Saturday ended on Monday with a loss to the Kings, with Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant both out. Klay Thompson led all scorers with 21 points, but the Kings grabbed a 110-106 victory. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
Late second quarter and late third quarter, we had 10-point leads, and we just closed the quarters really poorly. And I thought those were the key moments in the game in terms of not being able to extend our lead and take control of the game. And then they just out-executed us down the stretch. They got much better shots than we did, and they deserved to win.
You guys go scoreless, I think, in the final 3-11. A few of the last shots were kind of Klay, looked like forcing shots.
Yeah.
How much of that is just he's kind of thrust into a role he's not used to, and just the kind of the awkwardness of that?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, without KD and Steph, it changes the dynamics down the stretch. We had a few play calls that we knew we wanted to run based on the personnel going into tonight, knowing we were without Steph and Klay, Steph and KD. And we just didn't get great looks out of those sets, and ended up settling for some difficult shots. They did a good job defensively.
Steven, down in the fourth quarter, it looked like you guys were having a tough time getting stops. And normally, that's where you can kind of break open a close game. Was it their execution solely, or was it some defensive miscues? What did you see in the fourth?
Well, Cauley Stein was putting a lot of pressure on us with his dives to the rim, and they did a nice job, getting him the ball in the paint, and they made a couple big shots as well, so give him credit.
In light of that, and though it was a loss, Patrick McCall played a good game. Is that what you kind of, want to see out of him?
Yeah, that's and obviously it's a lot easier when you play 33 minutes rather than 10 minutes, but that's what we want from Pat, is the aggressiveness, looking to shoot the ball. He got to the line 4 times. His defense was good. So Pat's an excellent player. He's got a lot of potential, a lot of ability, and we just got to keep pulling it out of him.
And a follow-up to that question, you talked about Patrick's 33 minutes. And you see that guys in these types of games, though in a loss, get more minutes than usual with your star players out. How much does that help down the line when you see a Patrick McCall get 33 minutes now?
Yeah, well, that's important for us, is to develop all our guys and our young guys. And so a night like tonight when Steph is out, it's a great opportunity for Patrick to play and for him to continue to develop. So, even though we lost a game, there were some positives that came out of it.
How crucial was the possession late where you foul a 3-point shooter and also give up an offensive rebound off that free throw?
Yeah.
It was a 4-point possession.
Yeah, that was a big deal. That was a big one. Unfortunate. I thought Omri did a nice job getting out and challenging. It was, I suppose there was some contact. It's the new rule in the NBA with, not being able to touch a shooter after he releases the ball. So tough call, but they took advantage, but that was a key moment of the game.
Looked like Jordan Bell gave you some nice minutes in the first half. Did you think about getting him in the second? He did not play at all in the second half.
Yeah.
What was the reasoning there?
We thought about it, but I think Draymond was going well, and it's about a mid fourth quarter. I thought about getting him out for a couple minutes, but I thought just with his experience and the fact that he had the night off the other night, I didn't mind extending Draymond a little bit. And I think we need to find Jordan a few more minutes here and there where we can. He's he obviously brings a lot to the table, and he needs to learn more, but he's doing some good things while he's out there.
You guys have lived off the freedom to shoot threes from wherever you want, but it seemed like tonight late, did you not like some of those 30-foot jacks?
Yeah, I didn't love the shots down the stretch, but we couldn't get any penetration, we couldn't get anything going to the basket, and I'll have to watch the tape, but I did not love our execution down the stretch. We didn't get good shots.
Omri's played really well since he's been in there, but he hasn't shot a whole lot of threes. I think he only came into the game with like 8 attempts all season. I mean, As good as he's been, I think he's made 6 out of 9. Would you like to see him shoot a little bit more from the outside?
Not necessarily. You know, Omri knows what he's doing. If he's open, he'll shoot one out there. But his game really is as a cutter and driver and drive and kick guy. So I have no complaints with his shot selection or anything like that.
Adam specifically always talks about Steph being kind of initiator on defense sometimes.
Who was talking about that?
Ron Adams. Give up 52% shooting or more, better than that?
53.
Yeah. And a lot of penetration. Is some of that not having Curry out there just to start the defense against some of these point guards?
That was kind of like Lasorda. What did Kingman have? 7 RBIs? 8. 8? 8. Some of you will remember that. Some of you have no idea what I'm talking about. Fortunately, I have a better, less of a temper than Tommy. But, Steph's defense on the ball is important for us. And but overall, I mean, our defensive effort just wasn't there tonight. We just didn't have the juice. We didn't have the energy that we needed to stop them. And they took advantage.